Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so we've looked through the sources you sent over, all focused on setting up a business in Florida. And lots of people think the really tricky part is the legal structure or maybe taxes. But based on this research, the single most critical step, the one people mess up most often when forming an LLC there, it's not the big paperwork stuff. It's just getting the name right. So our mission today is kind of a shortcut to getting it right. We're using your research like a map, basically, to pull out the key rules, the tools you need, and importantly, the big mistakes people make when trying to lock down that Florida LLC name. Because if you rush this one bit, well, you could be looking at weeks, maybe even months of delays.
Oh, absolutely. That risk is very real. Florida's system, it demands total uniqueness for business names. You literally can't move forward, can't file your formation documents until you've confirmed your chosen name is distinct and, well, available. And importantly, you have to do that before you send anything to the Florida Division of Corporations. Everyone doing business there just calls it SunBiz.
Right, SunBiz. Okay, let's get right into probably the biggest shocker we found in these sources. Why is checking the name so critical? I think most founders figure my name's creative, it'll probably be fine, but the data, it tells a much, much harsher story. Can you give us that really staggering number? The one that proves this isn't just some minor admin task?
Yeah, it's definitely a wake-up call for anyone thinking they can just speed through this part. We look closely at the University of Central Florida's 2024 Small Business Study, and the number they found is pretty brutal. Over 60%. Think about that. Over 60% of rejected LLC filings were turned down because the name was either a duplicate or considered misleading.
60%. Wow, okay, that's not just a few people making a mistake. That's like an epidemic of bounced filings. Six out of 10. Why? What are people getting wrong that often?
Well, it's usually not someone trying to register, Coca-Cola LLC or something obvious. The rejections often come down to names that are just too similar to existing ones. Florida is really strict about what they call deceptively similar names. So maybe founders pick common words for their industry, like Sunshine State Consulting LLC, or maybe Palm Beach Tech Services LLC. If another business has a name that sounds close, even if they add a small word like the or group, SunBiz often just says no. Too confusing.
Ah, okay. So the trap isn't always a direct copy. It's more about choosing a name that might confuse customers. Or maybe it's just too generic and kind of steps on the toes of a name already registered.
Correct.
That 60% figure really confirms it then. This name search is not a formality at all. It's like the number one thing you can do to prevent delays and headaches.
Exactly. That statistic is proof. If you try to cut corners here, skip the search to save time, you're basically setting yourself up for weeks of back and forth. Refiling, paying fees again, potentially. You wait maybe a week for the state to reject you, then you spend another week tweaking your paperwork, your articles of organization, and then you're back in the waiting line. That 60% really highlights the core problem, doesn't it? Balancing that need to launch quickly with making sure you're actually compliant.
Okay, so given that frankly terrifying 60% failure rate, let's talk solutions. How does someone actually do this essential search? Seems a bit much to hire an expensive lawyer just to check if a name's taken.
Yeah, no, thankfully you don't need to do that. The state gives you the exact tool you need, and maybe the best part. It's completely free. You absolutely have to use the SunBiz Entity Search tool. It's right on their website. That's the official central database. If your name comes up clear there, meaning no conflicts with existing registered businesses, then you're probably good to go on that front.
The SunBiz Entity Search tool, free and absolutely essential.
Got it.
Now, let's dig into something interesting, a key difference in how Florida handles this compared to a lot of other states. Let's say I use the tool, find a unique name. Great. How do I actually secure it? Like, lock it down? In many places, you'd file a separate name reservation form, right? And that holds the name for maybe 90 days, 120 days while you get organized. Is that how it works in Florida?
No. And this is really crucial. Florida does things differently, which is arguably more efficient, but also carries a higher risk if you're not ready. Generally, Florida doesn't offer that separate temporary name reservation filing you mentioned. Once you've checked SunBiz and confirmed the name looks available and unique, your very next step has to be filing the actual articles of organization for your LLC. The act of filing those articles and having them accepted by the state, that's what reserves the name.
Whoa, okay, so there's no putting a name on hold for a few months while you finish your business plan or look for funding. You find the name, you basically have to be ready to file the full LLC paperwork right then and there to claim it. That's efficient, I guess, but like you said, a double-edged sword. It forces you to move fast, but ties the name directly to the actual launch. No hesitation. All right, that brings us to the rules for the name itself. It's not just about being unique. The name has to be structured correctly from a legal standpoint. What does it absolutely have to include to be valid in Florida?
Yeah, the sources are super clear on this. The main requirement is all about transparency, letting the public know what kind of entity they're dealing with. Your LLC name must include either the abbreviation LLC or the full phrase limited liability company. And that's not just like a suggestion, it's mandatory. It tells everyone, customers, suppliers, partners, that they're interacting with a business structure where the owners have limited liability protection.
Makes sense. It signals the legal structure. Okay, but what about the restrictions? What can you not put in your name? The state seems focused on preventing deception, right? What are the big no-nos?
Exactly. It's about preventing confusion or deception. There are two really big categories they forbid. First, your LLC name cannot, under any circumstances, sound like it's part of the government. So, you know, no Florida Department of Clean Energy LLC or anything like that. Obvious potential for misleading the public. The second major restriction is names that imply you're a bank or some other kind of regulated financial institution. You can't call yourself First Florida Bank and Trust LLC or similar. If you think about the bigger picture, these rules make perfect sense. They protect consumers, maintain clarity in the marketplace. People need to know if they're dealing with a private business, a government agency, or a regulated bank, because the rules and oversight are totally different.
Okay, let's unpack that financial restriction a bit. Say I'm starting, I don't know, bookkeeping or financial planning service. Can I use the word finance in the name? Or did that automatically flag it as prohibited? Where's the line there?
Yeah, that's exactly where the nuance comes in and probably where some of those 60% of rejections happen. Using words like finance, capital, maybe even investment can be okay, but only if the overall name makes it clear you're not actually a bank or a depository institution. So Miami Finance Advisors LLC might be fine, but using specific terms like bank, trust, savings, or something that mimics a known bank name that's definitely crossing the line. The state doesn't want anyone mistaking your advisory firm for, say, a federally insured bank where they can deposit money.
Got it. So it's about the overall impression and avoiding specific regulated terms. Okay, so recapping the rules. Check uniqueness on SunBiz first. Absolutely must include LLC or limited liability company, and definitely cannot sound like a government agency or a bank. Pretty tight set of rules. Now, we know the search on SunBiz is free. Seems pretty straightforward for DIY. But the sources also mention that the next step, the actual filing of the articles of organization, can sometimes be handled by outside services. If the name check is free, why might someone opt for help with the filing part?
Well, it really comes down to managing risk and ensuring speed and accuracy after you've found that perfect name. Remember, the name isn't truly yours until those articles of organization are successfully filed and accepted. So you do the free search, find a great name, fantastic. But then you have to submit the articles correctly. If you make even a small mistake on that form, maybe you list the registered agent details incorrectly or mess up something about the management structure, the entire filing gets rejected. And guess what happens then? That name you found goes right back into the available pool for anyone else to grab. The sources specifically mention services like Business Rocket, noting they help ensure the Florida LLC formation gets done efficiently, leading to, and I quote, hassle-free filing and quick name registration.
Ah, I see. So the value isn't really in doing the name search for you, because that's free. It's about making absolutely sure that the critical next step, filing the articles, is done perfectly and submitted immediately. That way you nail down the name reservation as part of a successful filing and avoid falling into that 60% rejection trap.
Precisely. It's about certainty. You're essentially paying for peace of mind, ensuring that the complexities of the actual state filing don't cause you to lose the unique name you already confirmed was available. It guarantees that reservation happens smoothly the moment the state processes it.
Okay, let's bring this all home for everyone listening. This deep dive really hammers home that the very first step in forming a Florida LLC, the name, is maybe counterintuitively the one most likely to trip you up based on the UCF study. So the final rapid summary, use the free SunBiz tool first. It's non-negotiable. That crazy 60% rejection rate proves why your name absolutely must include LLC or a limited liability company, and steer clear of anything that sounds like government or banking.
Right. And that leads us perfectly into our final thought, something for you to really chew on. We know misleading names cause tons of rejections. We know the specific rules about avoiding government and financial implications. But it raises a really interesting question, doesn't it? Beyond those explicit rules, how else might the state decide an LLC name is potentially misleading? Could it be using, say, professional titles or certifications in the name that the owners don't actually hold? it pushes you, as a founder, to think much more carefully about clarity and making sure your name accurately represents what your business actually is, not just what you hope it becomes.
Yeah, it's more than just branding, isn't it? It's a legal statement about your business. Getting that nuance right, thinking about that extra layer of potential interpretation, that seems to be what separates the successful launches from, well, the 6 out of 10 who get sent back to square one. Definitely something to think about. Go check SunBiz, mull over those name implications, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.